You're with Morning Ireland. A project to help people with dementia will be officially launched in Clonmel in County Tipperary today. It's the second such project for the charity Genio, and it's being part funded by money from Chuck Feeney's Atlantic Philanthropies. With us is Madeline Clark. She's founding director of Genio. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
What does this project aim to do? Who will it help?
Well, this project aims to help people with dementia at the very early stage, even at the pre-diagnosis stage, right through. In fact, they're calling it five steps to living well with dementia. So this will target people at the various stages, helping the community understand dementia a little bit better, and then right through to helping people manage memory loss, helping their carers by providing respite, and then on into right the very end so that people's wishes are respected right at the end of their lives.
How prevalent an issue is this now in Ireland? How common an illness is it?
Well, it's a common illness, Rachel, and increasingly common. We have around 47,000 people currently diagnosed with dementia. And by 2041, it's estimated that we will have 147,000 people diagnosed. In fact, a recent study at the European level, they've identified dementia as the second biggest health concern following cancer in the adult health arena. So a very massive issue and growing issue as we're all continuing to grow older.
And is one of the reasons for that the fact that we are all, well, on average, living for so much longer?
Yes, we're living for so much longer. We're getting better also at diagnosis and finding people, because early diagnosis is really essential.
The idea then behind this project, is it hoped that people can stay at home, in their own homes, for as long as possible?
That's exactly what's hoped. It's a project, it's in fact one of 145 projects that Genio is backing throughout the country, one of four in the dementia field. And we're working to keep people, whether they have dementia, disability or mental health issues, at home in their own communities where they belong, and avoiding institutional care. So it's part of quite a big movement that has brought together philanthropy and government funding to try and find good, new and cost-effective ways to keep people connected where they want to remain. Mm,
you spoke at the start about the importance of involving communities. How do you plan on doing that?
Well, what we did in Genio was we went all around the country asking people to come together, individuals with dementia, their carers, agencies and professionals who are involved, and look at what are the resources currently available in their own communities that could help, and how could they refocus those resources to keep people at home. And then we're offering additional funding through Genio to fill in those gaps. So we're really taking what's regarded as a very person-centred approach. So moving away from the one-size-fits-all group-focused approach to giving people really tailored, person-centred supports, giving them more choices and wider options, and allowing them to tap into what's in their community, and then only relying on paid professional support where that's required.
Today we're seeing the launch of this particular project in Clonmel. Mm. Which other areas are going to benefit from this type of project?
The other areas that are benefited, we launched Kinsale last week with Tony Foley leading out there, and Clonmel today, South Tipperary as a whole rather than just Clonmel. Stillorgan and Blackrock will be there next week with the Taoiseach, and then in the middle of September in Mayo with the Taoiseach and the Kenny.
Now, part of the money is being provided by Atlantic Philanthropies, but we know that's an entity, a company that's going to be wound down over the next few years.
Right.
So will the funding be there in the long term?
Yeah, a couple of things to say about that. You're right, Atlantic is a life limited foundation. They've made a very significant impact within a short number of years. All of the people that apply to Genio for grants must have a sustainability plan. So they must be able to tell us how they're going to sustain this work beyond the lifetime of the grant. So far we've given 10.6 million in grants across the country, and that has leveraged 19.7 million onto the table in addition to that money. So people have to have a really good plan, and this is where the philanthropist comes in. If you want to change from getting from the old institutional type way of doing things to building the supports in the community, you need the additional bridging finance to get you there. And once you're there, you can use those resources that have been tied up in the traditional models to sustain what's happening in the community.
Right, so Chuck Feeney's money will give you a start, but
that's
it's not
exactly
going to last
right.
forever.
Yes, and it's important to say that we're very interested in talking to other strategic philanthropists who would like to be part of really making Ireland a much better place and a much better country, and funding services that change lives not just today, but that have an impact for generations to come.
Madeline Clark, thanks indeed for joining us this
morning. Thank you very much.